This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I'm still learning how to manage all these dials and sliders and switches. I got to be retrained. 2 weeks off, and that's what happens. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted to be broadcasting with you in class today. Brad is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line. It's working great. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And it's up 24/7. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this evening? Or this morning? It's good to hear you again.
Well, thank you, Gwyneth. And I want to thank you for keeping that seat warm, as you've been saying, for a couple of weeks. And, you know, I mentioned to the class yesterday that months ago you mentioned that you'd like to have your own radio broadcast. And, of course, I kept that in mind. And as the need arised, I chatted with you and asked you if you'd like to do it, and you jumped right to the occasion. And with virtually no notice, no preparation, not having the connections to chat with the instructors about the broadcast that you were going to be doing, you just jumped right in and did it. Now, I got to tell you that when I reflect on my early days of broadcasting, I was pretty nervous. And to pull that off, as you did, was an amazing feat. Absolutely amazing. You know, a continent, a separate continent from everybody that you were broadcasting with. The time delays of communication, because it takes longer for the communication signal to get from Australia, where you are, to the United States. If you put all that in the mix, it's absolutely amazing what you've done. Amazing. So I want to thank you. And I also wanted to ask you, so what was it like? What was it like being an on-your-own broadcaster with no safety net, no training, no notes, just going live and doing it?
Well, it's like this. I've been listening to talk radio for a lot of years. Here in Australia, the whole talk radio industry is almost extinct. But, you know, there's a few broadcasters out there who still have their own shows and, you know, more or less try not to be cowed and just, you know, wear the occasional prison sentence for what they say. I kid you not. This is true. Here in this country, we lock up our talk show hosts, and most of them have been frightened out of existence. But I like those that have survived, literally. We just lost one earlier on this year and his name was John Clark. And he would have been, you know, maybe in his 60s or 70s. He was a broadcaster from when I was a little girl in New Zealand, actually. And he did acting and he did radio broadcasting and he did satire and comedy as his form of broadcast to get his political message through. And unfortunately, he died earlier this year. And I don't quite know how. I don't quite know under what circumstances, but what I do know is it was really, really sudden. And when you get that sort of, you know, sudden departure with somebody who is so controversial, you always sort of go, oh, gosh, I wonder what happened there. But there's another fellow, his name is Darren Hinch, and he's an old-school current affairs type radio broadcaster and television broadcaster, and he's of the he was of the 60 Minutes variety. Then he got into I don't know what he did first. He was also on talk radio as well. Those two, Darren Hinch, quite literally has spent up to 6 months at a stretch in prison for things he said on the radio. I just need to, for the class to know that when I say I have to be careful what I say here, I'm not kidding. but it's funny, there's a part of it feels like I've been doing this my whole life, and maybe it is a past life thing. Because I know, I think I mentioned with Dr. Norm Shealy, in one of my past lives, I was a actress in Dublin at the turn of the 20th century. And that woman was a very, very brave lady. I've actually got a great deal of admiration for her. And she actually did meet my husband when she was very, very old. And when my husband was a teenager, they actually met. My husband went for a holiday to Ireland, and he stayed at her house for a while. And I think that she was quite taken with my husband, although he was a teenager. He would have been about 18 years old. And she would have been, oh gosh, at least in her 70s. She would have probably more likely in her 80s, actually. And she was an actress, and she was actually one of the founders of the Abbey Theatre. Very famous woman in her day. And very, you know, she was on the stage and she absolutely loved it and she was quite good at it. And funnily enough, she was also, given that context, we figured out that she was also, friends with Pamela Coleman Smith, who was a set designer who also was working in Dublin at the time, and more than likely, my pre-incarnation hired Pamela Coleman Smith to do set designs in the Abbey Theatre. And it's funny because it's likely that I've met that same lady in this life, you know, and we've become quite good friends in the psychic industry. But anyway, that's quite interesting, and it was interesting to discuss that with Dr. Shealy about reincarnation, for example. There wasn't any radio at the time, but I think that if there had been, that she probably would have been on the radio, because she was a very, very interesting and quite flamboyant lady, and she had... she had politics that believed that people should be allowed to have freedom. And, you know, yeah. But I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay. Yes. What did Dr. Shuley think about this? Did he have any comments?
I don't think I went into as much detail with him as what I've just gone into with you, but I think I said that I had a past life in Ireland, and I've been able to research this lady, and I've actually had dreams where I've been this lady walking in Dublin streets, in her eyes and in her body, going to her house. And I'm pretty sure that if I saw her house, I would recognize it immediately. But he said that that sort of thing absolutely happens. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's really, really interesting. You know,
Norm Shuley did he mention that he did a past life regression with me?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I found myself to be a farmer, no one special, just a farmer. And I was in the resistance movement, if you will. And it appeared to be hundreds of years ago. And the other team, the enemy, was burning down village after village after village, and they're getting closer and closer and closer. And I was trying to warn people. I was trying to warn our village what was coming. I knew what was coming, and I knew there would be death and destruction and the burning of buildings and the carnage that would follow with an invading army. And I couldn't get anybody to join the resistance. It just, I could talk to them, and they would just turn their backs on me and walk away.
Oh my.
And I saw the same thing. Friday night, last Friday night, when I ran for the board of directors of the electric cooperative. By the way, to cut to the chase, I placed second out of three.
Wow!
And of course, it doesn't count. You have to be first.
You didn't win.
Yeah, that means I did not win, and very few people wanted me to win. I would say. Maybe 15%. And the reason I'm mentioning this when I said turn their backs, all of the employees who are present at who are employed by this electric cooperative. And my position was I was going to lower the rates at which we were charged. I wanted the total electric bill to be lowered. Depending on how they did it, whether it was by the kilowatt hour or by the fixed meter charge or access fee, whatever you want to call it, I wanted the combination of all that to be lower. Not reduce the rate increases, but lower them.
Oh my.
And I'll tell you what happened. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, I was telling you about what happens when people turn their back on you. And I mentioned in this past life regression that Dr. Norm Shuley did with me a couple of years ago, that I was trying to get our village together to resist, the carnage that was coming our way. And some people thought, well, you know, if we just, you know, hide, it'll be okay, and we'll go away and go past this. And I was trying to explain to them that my take on it was that we were going to be run over and killed, and our farms were going to be taken, and our families were going to be killed and destroyed, and there's no time for that. We have to resist. These guys are invading us. And it could have been the Revolutionary War. It could have been that. I don't know. Or it could have been in the future. I don't know that either. But I do know that I was the member of this resistance. And it looked like I was a member of a team of one. And that'd be me. And
oh dear.
It's nothing that I haven't seen in the past. I have rallied the troops to fight the enemy. When they wanted to put a dump in our county, and everybody was with me, and I turn around after a couple months, and it's just me. When they wanted to put a prison in our little town, I was part of the resistance. And at both cases, I was the point man. And I was not a broadcaster. I was just a farmer. And after a couple months, it was just me. And I'd had it with all these pansies. You know, the neighbors who are, yeah, we're behind you, we're 110%. I don't know, I can be 110% of anything. You know, if either you're with them with the person or you're not. You're not more than 100%, you know, with the person. Well, these people were 110% behind me. Pretty soon it's just me. And they were threatened by the government. You know, they were threatened to lose their bribes that they were taking from the government, or they were contracts, or whatever it was. They weren't willing to give it up for their own freedom. And so it was just me. Well, in this meeting that I was at last Friday night, it was all I could do to get my voice working to be on stage, and they gave me 2 minutes. And in preparation for that, I decided I would say hello to all of the uniformed employees of the electric cooperative, the people who are being paid to do the work for us, the members. And they wore red shirts, you know, like a red-collared shirt, short sleeves, and black slacks. That would be men and women. So you could easily spot them. And they had the electric cooperative brand logoed on their shirts. Well, I noticed that some people were friendly to me who were employees, but a lot of them weren't very friendly and turned their back on me, literally. And I was thinking, wow, here's some people that may have to take some high-level direction from whatever I am trying to implement. They ought to at least pay attention to me, and they ought to be darn nice to me because, you know, it's possible that their jobs may depend on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was not the case. So at this facility, which was in Lebanon, Missouri, spelled Lebanon, pronounced Lebanon, the same location where we had our Get Prepared Expo 3 times, 46,000 square foot facility. It would hold 8,000 people. I was told there would be 3,000 there. In actuality, there were 1,005 members, and with the members' guests, it was about 2,500 estimated.
Mm-hmm.
So I was walking around, you know, shaking hands and smiling and saying hello to some of the employees. And I went behind, you know, I went to say hello to 3 of these guys behind a U-shaped set of tables. And it seemed like they weren't interested in paying attention to me. But their job was to pay attention to anyone who came up to the tables. They were like at a voting location where you turn in your ballots for the election.
Yeah.
So I went up and they kind of ignored me. So, being me, I said, well, I'll just go behind the tables. And that way, they're going to have to say hi to me. So I put out my hand and I said hello. And immediately, the person who was assigned to make sure that I and my family were absolutely safe came behind the tables and said, you can't campaign behind the tables. You can't campaign here. I said,
wow.
I'm not campaigning. I'm just introducing myself as a candidate for the board of directors to 3 of the employees. One of the guys who was in the red shirt absolutely refused to face me. I was the biggest thing going on behind the tables, and he refused. I'll tell you more about these guys.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. So, Gwyneth, we're talking about me running for the board of directors of this electric cooperative. And there are 35,000 members in this board. I'm sorry, in this cooperative. And it has 9 members of the board of directors. And each one of them runs for re-election every 3 years. So you have a 3-year term, and there are 9 of them. So every year, 3 of them run for re-election. And what I did was I thought, these guys put advertisements in the newspapers and the media, and they get interviewed in the magazine that comes out once a month for the electric cooperative. And so these guys are in there. You know, there's articles about them, and they get free advertising under the guise of being interviewed for an article. And their pictures and, you know, all their accomplishments and whatever. So I had signs made, and they were 18 inches by 24. They were yellow background with black letters. And each one of them had my name at the top in slightly bold letters. It didn't say vote for. It just said Vincent Finelli. And then, like, there were five signs. One of them said Vincent Finelli for lower electric bills. Vincent Finelli, they raised rates seven times in 14 years.
Oh,
Vincent Finelli, you reelected rate increases. Vincent Finelli, never reelect anybody. Vincent Finelli, don't vote until you hear him speak. Now, it may sound self-serving, but what happens, I was there 3 years before, and what happens is people come for their prizes. They gave away free things. The first time I was there 3 years ago, they gave away really nice umbrellas. You know, they're probably Chinese, but, you know, they probably cost $7 a piece. You know, if you bought a lot of them, like 1,000 of them. Well, this time they gave away two light bulbs. Two LED, you know, screw-in light bulbs, A19 bases, the standard Edison type base, a nightlight, an LED nightlight, and a digital thermometer, all packaged in a very expensive box. So everybody gets one of those.
Your temperature up.
Yeah. So it is. So you get your free gift. So people come for their free gift. And they're handed a ballot. Once they register and they're verified that they actually are a member, they get a ballot and they can vote for three people. Even though they live in District 1, 2, or 3, they can vote for a candidate in District 1 and in District 2 and in District 3. Now, naturally, my name was the last on the list for District 1.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is there's a committee to determine who is going to run against the incumbent, the director who is running for re-election, and all of them keep running for re-election. Each time I've been there, the directors keep running for re-election. So each director picks two people to be on this committee to find someone to run against him or her. And so it's kind of a self-serving committee. What director in his right mind or her right mind is going to pick someone who would be a viable candidate,
opponent.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So what happens is the incumbent, the guy running for re-election, always wins. And so it's kind of like I'm going to call it a rigged game in quotes. But, you know, they would say, oh, no, it's not a rigged game. These are viable candidates. That gal from Walmart who ran against you last time, you know, she was a viable candidate. Yeah, she's a good clerk.
Oh, my gosh.
She's been at the register. Yeah. She's been at the register for years. She's a loyal employee. Now, what I'm saying is, there are people who are running for the board of directors who have absolutely no qualifications, in my opinion, to be running for a board position at an electric cooperative. You would expect, maybe you and I would expect, and most of our listeners would expect, if not all of our listeners would expect, that you would have qualifications to run for the board. You would understand Ohm's Law. You would understand how electricity works. You would understand business. And you would be a bona fide contributing member of the board to make good decisions. Well, that's not the case. Anybody who is a member in good standing, meaning you've paid your bill and you live in the and you buy your electricity from the cooperative, can run for the board. Anybody. Mentally handicapped, lack of information, it doesn't matter. You can run. And all you have to do is get 15 signatures.
Member of your favorite religious cult?
Well, that's really important. I'm glad you brought that up, because I had some prepared remarks, and I spent 3 weeks thinking about what I would say in my allotted 2 minutes. Well, I was running against the president of the board, and I believe the president of the board, so he gets a lot of play in the media, and he's got lots of friends, and I'm sure there are, I can't prove it, but I'm sure there are transactions that are favorable to people whom he knows, even though it's prohibited, right? But I'm pretty sure that that's kind of how it works. I can't prove it. I'm not accusing him. I'm just saying that's my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Well, he, I believe, had run for somewhere around 6 terms. And I believe this would be his 7th term. And it was really, really difficult to unseat this guy because, well, when he got up on stage, he said, gave his name. And he said that what he does, he raises cows, which is what I do. And his wife is a teacher.
And he's from there.
He's from here. Did I say he was from here? He's from here. He's from here.
How did I know he was going to say that?
And he goes to church here. You know, the local First, Second, Third, Fifth Baptist Church Assembly of God. The ones that are going to go to heaven. Those guys.
Uh-huh.
He goes to that church, and his wife's a teacher. I know I said that before, but I'm trying to emphasize how important these things are. And she teaches elementary school children, and his children go to the elementary or to the school there in the county. And he's from here. Did I say he's from here? He's from here, and that's what it took. That is what it took to get him reelected. Now, another gal who was running said that she has a BS degree, and she's a CPA. She had a job with an electric utility, but that's not the important part. The important part is she's been married for 45 years to her husband, who she just the apple of her eye. She loves him, and they live on the lake, and they have, that's where they had their honeymoon, and it was just a wonderful honeymoon. I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff that went on for the 2 minutes that each of us was allotted to make our case for the board. And before the meeting, I talked to a couple of the high-ranking top management of the electric cooperative. And I said, how much time do I have? 2 minutes. I talked to the attorney for the cooperative. He said, you got about 2 minutes. I said, if you're going to hire a secretary or a shop foreman or a guy to maintain the lawn, the grounds at the cooperative, you're going to give him more than 2 minutes. We're talking about the highest level of executive decisions, the people who manage the highest level, the people who can hire and fire top management. That's what we're talking about. And you're talking about giving them 2 minutes. Whereas you would never do that for the secretary, the shop foreman, or the guy that you're going to have cut the lawn for the cooperative. Doesn't make sense, does it? And then he said, well, that's what we've got. And I said, by the way, now he's the attorney. Now he's the guy that is going to be monitoring me and the others with, the equivalent of a mental stopwatch. Yeah. Right next to me, to my left. So just a few feet away, who's going to bring the hook and hook me and bring me off stage, right? Say, Finelli, that's it. You spent up your time. That's it. No more. You're out of here, off the stage. You've used more than your allotted time. That's the guy we're talking about. So I wanted to make sure that he and I were on the same wavelength. And I said to him, so how do you feel about lawyer jokes? He said, well, if you think that's the best use of your time. And I let him know that if he gave me a hard time while I was making my above board honest case for my position, that I was going to turn to him and we're going to just have some lawyer jokes. I let him know that without saying it. And I was all prepared. I mean, I was all prepared to do this. I did not do this. I did not do the lawyer joke, but I was prepared for it. And I was also prepared to do something that I think is over the top. Now, imagine this, you know, you're giving your presentation, you're at the podium, you're at the microphone, you're blinded by the lights, you're on camera, and I thought there were 3,000 people there, there are only 2,500. And he's standing there kind of watching every move I make. And this is after every member of our family, my wife, Mrs. Finelli, and our son and I were followed everywhere by a security detail to protect and make sure that we were safe. So they were watching us like hawks. And I wanted to, if this guy gave me a hard time, talking about the attorney, I was going to turn to him as he approached me to tell me that I had, you know, I was out of there, off the stage. I was prepared to tell him this. Sir, I can see you're kind of fidgeting, and you don't have to ask me for permission to use the men's room. It's right there. Go through those double doors and go, it's on the left. I was all prepared to do that. You know, in my best Columbo, okay?
Well,
anyway, so, I was unhampered by this attorney. So let me tell you what I said. I've got my notes in front of me, and I'll tell you what I said, and it did not work. It did not work. And this is I saw ignorance of some people in full bloom. I kid you not. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth and I are talking about my experience in running for the board of directors for the second time. And the reason that I'm going through this so slowly is to teach a class in what happens in the rural world. And I'd like to continue, if it's okay with you, Gwyneth. And I'd probably take another 15 minutes. Okay. All right. Yep. So here's some of my notes from what I said on Friday night on stage. And I believe that there were 3,000 people. That's what I was told. But there were 2,500 at the most. Okay. So here's it. Here's what I said. Well, I'm pretty excited. I feel like I'm on a job interview with 3,000 decision makers. Did you see those yellow signs outside the main entrance? That's me. I'm Vincent Fennelly, and I've been a teacher for 32 years and a farmer for 28 years. My family and I live in Wright County. Many of you are fortunate and were born here. I wasn't. But after thousands of miles behind the wheel of our truck, we found the best place in the United States to live. Right here. We love it. We love it here, and we don't want any changes, except for lower electric bills. Tonight, all eyes are on you. You are the most important people in this room. Big responsibilities rest heavily on your shoulders. Tonight you will select three of us, six. And tonight you'll select which three of us six will stand in your place and protect your interests. At stake are the price of your electricity and the security of the power grid from an attack from our very own sun, 93 million miles away. In 1859, our sun burped and sent a solar flare hurling towards Earth. And it set fire to the telegraph system at many locations. Buildings burned and people were killed. That event is known as the Carrington event. If you have a smartphone, you can look it up. Carrington event. Can it happen again?
Yes.
And it did within the last 12 months. Fortunately, the blast was sent in the opposite direction from Earth and went into outer space. Scientists believe that we can expect one every 75 years or so. The next time will pound us into the Stone Age. Imagine a world without electricity, with no hospitals, with no internet, no operational stores, and no cell phones. That's just for starters. I have two goals as your newest director. My first goal is to provide safe, reliable, and at the lowest cost electricity possible. I will not cease working to lower your electric bill. My second goal is to insulate our cooperative power from the rest of the damaged grid when the next Carrington event happens. We can lower our electric bills and simultaneously generate our own electricity. I know together we can build such a system. Instead of installing solar system storm surge protection equipment, your current board of directors spent about $5 million on new electric meters, which were absolutely unnecessary. And they are more susceptible to damage from a solar storm. The old meters, with more than 20 years of life left, were all crushed and replaced with the new meters that are expected to last about 10 years. Your board made that decision. Far less money could have been spent to protect our power grid from the next Carrington event. Your current board has raised our electric bills 7 times in 14 years. They need to be relieved of duty tonight. And you're in charge. The last time I was here sitting in the same seats that you're in, two ladies sitting next to me were discussing who to vote for. The conversation went something like this. Who's that guy that we always vote for? I can't remember his name. One pointed to the ballot and said, I think that's the guy that we always reelect. You reelected your own higher electric bills. Our founding fathers designed a system of government whereby a person would serve one term, then step aside and give someone else a chance. Someone with new ideas, new visions, and someone who will spend your money as if it were his own. I am that someone, Vincent Finelli. Remember, never re-elect anyone, including presidents, senators, congressmen, mayors, and directors, including me. What happens next is up to you. And that's what I said. So
I think that should have got you every vote in the room, but it didn't, did it?
Oh. No, you got to be related, and I think you've got to be on the, I'll tell you what I believe when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're spending time talking about the corruption in America. We're talking about what it's like to run to, as a person who really wants to represent the interests of the bottom 93%. Yeah. So what I did, I have experience doing it twice, and I don't think I'm going to do it again. We'll talk more about that when we come back. And then we're going to talk about the cops. Gwyneth Isaacs with us live in Australia. I'm Ben Finelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.